Tito coming down in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. The Indians lose to the Royals last night in a ballgame that was close right there until the end. Of course, you don't want to play this Kansas City team close or be behind late, Tito. Have you ever seen a much deeper bullpen than that one?
You know, Hammy, as we were talking about, you know, they got a couple guys out. I mean, Holland's out, and, you know, Hochevar's coming back. But they're a good bullpen. I mean, they're a good, well-rounded team. And, you know, even some of their position players like Moustakas, who's made some adjustments with his swing, and now he's driving the ball left center, and Hosmer's growing into that guy that I think we all wished he would have. And then you put Morales, a switch hitter, in the middle of the order, too. They're, you know, when you got a guy like Perez hitting seventh, you know, that gives you no let-up. Even like, you know, Dyson came into the game, I don't think he got a hit or maybe one hit, but, man, when he gets on, he may be the fastest guy in the league.
Terry and Corey Kluber last night finishes the month of April without a win. Any concerns there? Is he okay health-wise and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. And, again, his numbers actually are pretty close to what they were last year. You know, no matter how good you are, you know, you still got to get on that roll. And confidence plays such a huge factor. And, you know, run support, things like that. If we could ever, you know, have a game where we score a bunch and he could relax and pitch, I think you'll see a different, you know, he just, up to this point, there's been no margin for error, and he knows it. And it's, you know, that's a hard way to pitch. Those things will turn around. It's not the funnest thing, but he's a smart enough kid, a good enough kid, a hard enough worker where he'll be just fine.
Tito, do you worry about your starters feeling like now, hey, I got to go out there and be perfect. I give up one or two runs and we're in big trouble.
You know what? You fight that. I think because that's a hard way to play. Sometimes human nature, I think, takes over. But those things do tend to even out. There's going to be we told our guys last night, you know, when we're all, you know, everybody's hitting at the same time, you can kind of, you know, you can kind of go through some teams like sometimes like they've done to us. But until that happens, you got to find ways to win close games. And that's hard to do. But that's the only other solution, as opposed to hanging your head or feeling defeated, is trying to find a way to win those close games.
I know you're not a big believer in calling a bunch of team meetings during the course of the season, but you must have felt it was important to do so after last night's game.
You know, Hammond, I actually told him that. I'm not a huge fan because most of the time when a manager calls a meeting, he screams and yells and he relieves some stress, and really all it helps is the manager. So I just wanted to make sure they understood, you know, what we're about, all the things that we talk about from day one in spring training. And, you know, that's why we try to build that foundation. So if you do struggle, you have somewhere to go and you have something to rely on. And I also told them that, you know, I mean, I'm more responsible than anybody, and I feel that. I mean, it's my responsibility to have these guys ready to play, and I take that very seriously. And we're going to figure it out. You know, just sometimes it's not easy, but we're going to figure it out.
Do you worry sometimes guys think, well, it's early, it's early?
I don't see that, Hammy. You know, I you know, it is early, but, and it's a long season. But if you play at this rate, it's going to be a really long season. And we don't want that. You know, you know, last year, I think we were 11-17 after, I think. And, you know, we made a good push the last 5 months, but it wasn't quite enough. We don't want to dig ourselves a hole. Now, we already have a little bit. But what I care more about is just us playing better baseball all around, because I really believe that the wins will take care of themselves.
And tonight you've got Trevor Bauer, who's pitched so well here in this first month, yet he's coming off that bout of food poisoning. Any issues there at all, Tito?
No, he thinks he's ready to go. He felt really good yesterday. You know how it is sometimes after you're sick and then you feel better, though you feel really good because you felt so bad? But I don't think he feels weak. I think he's going to be good to go.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.